It's Friday, and every Friday we listen to Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, right here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, Marlston, Massachusetts, here on WROL. And today he's going to be talking to us about the Eighth Commandment, which is bearing false witness. So here is Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you, dear listeners. Father Adriano Zandana from Canção Nova Community in Brazil, back with you all again. And I want to start apologizing, yeah, because last Friday I told you that I was talking about the eighth commandment, but it was a mistake. It was the seventh commandment. Sorry about that. Yeah, today I'm going to talk about the eighth commandment. That is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Let's think about how we're interacting in the world today. Many people use the new technologies of the internet and social media to keep in touch with friends and family, to get our news, education, and information, and even to do business. But so much of the actual content that gets passed around and forwarded through our Facebook and Instagram and internet groups comes from some source that we don't know. Most of the time, we can't be bothered to try to figure out who wrote the articles and messages that we pass on. As Christians, we have a duty to say only what we personally know is true. Maybe it would be a good idea to stop spreading rumors, even when they support what we personally believe or wish to be true. Sometimes it seems like St. Thomas Aquinas could see the world we are living in today. He thought that this commandment wasn't just referring to lying in the court of law, for example, but also in our daily lives. St. Thomas Aquinas taught three different aspects of what false witness means. The first is by accusing someone of crime or a sin that they haven't committed or spread rumors. In the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 16, we read, "Thou shalt not be a detractor nor a whisperer among the people." Another form of false witness is to conceal the truth. How many times do we encounter situations in which we say what we know to be literally true in order to avoid saying something that we don't want other people to find out about? We see this in advertising, at work, in our relationships with friends and family. St. Thomas reminds us that this is exactly the same thing as lying. A factory worker in the region where I live, an honest, hard-working man, went through the interview process at a new factory and was approved for a job, making quite a bit more money than he earned where he had been working. When he spoke to his employer to give his notice, the manager told him, "Oh, that's a shame. I was thinking about recommending you for the supervisor position next year." This honest worker understood that he would be rewarded for remaining at his job for another year. So the year passed and he wasn't even called for the interview for the supervisor position. His boss justified it by saying that there were so many candidates and that he hadn't guaranteed anything. The teachings of the Bible are clear about this behavior. Equivocation is lying. It is no different from lying to a judge in the court. Well, Deuteronomy has very harsh news for people who make false accusations. The punishment for lying about what someone else has done is the same as the punishment for the crime they are accused of. Yeah, it exhorts us not to pity liars, but to punish them. We are even taught in this ancient repository that we can't judge other people unfairly. We need to judge based on the standards we want to be used for ourselves. There are a lot of ways people violate this commandment on a daily basis. When you injure a person's reputation by saying something that you personally don't know is true, is true, it is a false witness. The Bible calls people that do this venomous snakes. Further, if you can't undo the damage you've caused to someone's reputation, you can't be forgiven. Think of when a newspaper falsely accuses someone and then publishes a small retraction that no one will ever read. Once the accusation has been leveled, there's no way to take it back. We shouldn't even listen when we hear detractors. In Proverbs chapter 23, we read, "One should not listen deliberately to such things, but ought to turn away, showing a sad and stern countenance." Further, when you repeat a rumor or false accusation, you are just as guilty as the person who made it in the first place. That is true. The Catechism, number 9, clarifies this even more. You aren't permitted to share anyone's secret with people who have no reason to know them. Obviously, letting people know that someone robbed you so that they know to protect themselves is the right thing to do, of course. But telling some details of embarrassment from someone's past simply to humiliate them is considered just as serious a sin as lying about them. Well, that is it for today. Next Friday, I'll be back with you in order to wrap this reflection up about the 8th commandment. This week, I'm actually talking about the 8th commandment. Our amazing Lord, thank you for your kind love, your kind guidance toward us, Lord. Please set us free from false witness, false accusations. Please, Lord, help us to live in the truth. Help us to put your will into practice in our daily lives, to love other people. Help us, Lord, heal our hearts. Send upon us your Holy Spirit. Make us free from every evil and sin. Amen. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
When I'm overwhelmed with pain and defeat gets in the way of all my dreams, my sad and broken heart is my offering, it's all I can surrender. Surrender to you, O Lord. Even though my hands are tied and I'm in pain, I feel your eyes embracing me to guide me. When the night begins to fall and your love makes me stand tall, it's your joy that makes me wanna try. Yes, my soul is hungry for your name. I adore you with all that I am. With my pain, my every breath, though it's little, I am here to offer. So I join my weary hands to pray. With all my heart, I praise you, Lord. When my knees touch the ground, I'm heaven bound. time, and I'm in pain. I feel your lies embracing me to guide me. When the night begins to fall and your love makes me stand tall, it's your joy that makes me wanna try. Yes, my soul is hungry for your name. I adore you with all that I am. With my pain, my every breath, though it's little, I'm here to offer. So I join my weary hands to pray. With all my heart, I praise you, Lord. Yes, my soul is hungry for your name. I adore you with all that I am. With my pain, my every breath, though it's little, I'm here to offer. So I join my weary hands to pray. With all my heart, I praise you, Lord. 'Cause when my knees touch the ground, I'm heaven bound.
You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.
In Cristo vivimos.